KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 6 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a high of 11. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area news. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reported yesterday that 42-year-old Levi Stroop of Atlantic had been arrested Thursday for domestic abuse assault with injury. Stroop was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. The Atlantic Police Department has requested a chamber alert for counterfeit money. A counterfeit $50 bill was reported to have been passed in Atlantic recently. If you or your business finds one of the counterfeit bills, you should report it to the Atlantic Police Department. The Council Bluffs Police Department said yesterday they're asking for your help in identifying one of the suspects involved in a December 30th carjacking, during which a 53-year-old man from Nebraska was shot. The unknown male subject, who may use the nickname KJ, is a white male, 5 feet 10, 200 pounds, in his late 40s to early 50s, and he should be considered armed and dangerous. You can see some pictures of the suspect under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Anyone with information regarding his identity is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. That number is 712-328-4728. The incident involving the suspect occurred at around 4:45 a.m. on December 30th. Council Bluffs Police and Fire were dispatched to the Horseshoe Casino on that date for a report of a man laying in the parking lot who had been shot. It was discovered the man had been the victim of a robbery and carjacking in the parking lot. He was shot by a suspect as the victim attempted to flee on foot from the vehicle. The suspect fled from the scene with the victim's vehicle, a gray 2006 Ford F-150 Super Crew pickup. The victim had been transported to the UNMC in Omaha with non-life-threatening injuries. His vehicle was later recovered by Omaha police in the area of 2000 block of South 45th Street, and it had been burned. The Creston Police Department said yesterday a woman in Creston had reported on Tuesday that someone stole a two-banded white gold marquee-cut wedding ring from her grooming shop at 400 South Chestnut Street in Creston. That ring was valued at $6,500. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports 27-year-old Sonia Marie Green of Hamburg was arrested at around 10:35 p.m. Thursday. Green was taken into custody at the sheriff's office on a warrant for failure to appear. She posted a $300 bond with 10% allowed in cash and was released pending further court proceedings. The Mills County Sheriff's Office had reported 5 arrests this week on Friday, with 3 of those persons having been arrested on 3 drug-related charges following a traffic stop. Authorities said on Wednesday, 29-year-old Clayton Dean Strucker of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine. He was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. near 307th Street and Epperson Avenue. His bond was set at $100,000. At the same time and place, Mills County deputies arrested 45-year-old Dustin Russell Bond of Malvern for being a felon in possession of a firearm, felon in possession of ammunition, and possession with the intent to deliver 5 grams of meth, and his bond was set at $110,000. Also arrested at that same time was 29-year-old Terry Eugene Lunsford of Council Bluffs. Lunsford was charged with driving under suspension and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $600. Separately, and on Tuesday, 34-year-old Keith Henry Day of Glenwood was arrested on a Pot County warrant for escape from custody. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And at around 7:20 a.m. Friday, 40-year-old Janet Lynn Hernandez of Malvern was arrested for driving while barred. Her bond was set at $2,000. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Marie K. Griffin, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died January 5th in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Marie Griffin will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Nancy Wanniger, age 63, of Audubon, died January 5th at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Nancy Wanniger will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Darlene Schuning, age 88, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Elmcrest Assisted Living. Funeral services for Darlene Schuning will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Rick Tasto, age 67, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rick Tasto will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Steinkuhler, age 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday at Avoca Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Ronald Steinkuhler will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. David Lance Roger, age 66, of Oakland, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for David Roger will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, UCC, in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home is assisting the family. Evelyn Gibbs, age 71, of Greenfield, died December 21st at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Celebration of Life services for Evelyn Gibbs will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Robert Larson, age 73, of Sutherland, died Monday at the Sutherland Care Center. Funeral services for Robert Larson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Sutherland. Warner Funeral Home of Sutherland has the arrangements. Karen Clausen Bell, age 61, of Anita, died January 1st at her home. Memorial services for Karen Clausen Bell will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jimmy Rohner, age 63, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Jimmy Rohner will be today at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Charles Brown, Jr., age 84, formerly of Messina, died December 7th in Jacksonville, Florida. A celebration of life service for Charles Brown, Jr. will be held today at 2 o'clock at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Garrett Fakus, age 90, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Garrett Fakus will be held today at 2:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Lee, age 69, of Wyota, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center. Funeral services for Mary Lee will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Philip Butch Froelich, age 79, of Coon Rapids, died Friday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Butch Froelich will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Russell Dale Adams, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Russell Adams will be Tuesday at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Colleen Wheatley, age 79, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. A prayer service for Colleen Wheatley will be Tuesday at 6:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Sandra Shields, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. Cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life service for Sandra Shields will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jeremy Brooks, age 46, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Jeremy Brooks are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Jack DeWolf, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Services for Jack DeWolf are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Gary Hans Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died Wednesday at CHI Health Creighton Hospital. Services for Gary Hans Christensen are pending for a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.